Begin. Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language. You're listening to the weekly show on Discourse.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, we're all back. I'm Morgan Nickel, Big Mouth Dickhead from the internet.
I'm Ben Gracewood, briefly.
I'm Dylan Reeve, former leader of the Labour Party.
And I'm Robin Gallagher, Mr. Sunshine or Mr. Personality.
This is Discourse. You may know it as the audio version of that awesome election show you happened to stumble on, but we've actually been doing this much longer than that, believe it or not. So welcome to the party. You're a bit late, but, you know, take your coat off.
Have the graphics on the audio-only version are awesome, by the way.
Yeah, you should you should see the ticker. The ticker's great.
I absolutely loved the way that show, like you said, Morgan, came together in reverse.
Yeah.
It was like watching a reverse teacup smashing on the floor and flying up into the air and landing perfectly formed on the table.
Wow, I've got something funny going on with the audio.
I've seen some outtakes from the... from TV1 and TV3, and it just makes me feel so good about what we managed to do.
Yeah.
They had some pretty epic failures.
The most important thing to me, and it probably didn't make any difference to the end users or the crew, but was when you put up the monitor. I felt absolutely isolated and like I was just talking into, you know, the space in the middle of the room. And then when that monitor went up, it made a huge difference.
What did the monitor show?
Well, we've learned a lot.
It actually showed... what the active camera was looking at, and
sure, then what you guys could see.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that was
because I got that feeling. There was a bit of reaction.
Yeah,
it was what we in the industry would call a program monitor or a line monitor.
That I needed that. It made such a big difference.
Yeah, they have them all over the studio and real studios,
right?
Like everywhere and everywhere in your eye line. So it means that in the main TVNZ studio, it's cool because you don't actually have to kind of look around for it.
Yeah.
Just wherever you are, there's one in the corner.
Hanging on the bottom of the camera.
Yeah, I was thinking it'd be actually a fun idea to have one on each camera and use it like a tally light that drags people's eyes over. So only the one
We could actually do tally lights next time as well. There's ways to do it. I mean, you know, Blackmagic makes another magical piece of hardware for that. But anyway, we've learned a lot.
Yes, haven't we?
We need to think of something that happens next year to do a live broadcast about.
Yeah, or sooner. Yeah, New Year's show.
We could do a telethon. No, I'm going to be in Sydney for New Year's. Oh well, I guess that doesn't stop you from doing it. It just means I won't be a part of it. Oh well, I could be the Sydney correspondent, I suppose.
That'll work well.
Yeah, it'd be wonderful. I would not be completely pissed out of my skull.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I'm sure we did learn a lot from it. One thing that we learned from it is just because you've got like $150,000 worth of gear doesn't mean that everything's going to work flawlessly. And in fact, it might have the opposite effect.
I was highly amused by the prioritization when I arrived. I arrived late to the party. I should have been there earlier to set up. But when I arrived, people were prioritizing like the graphics machine and trying to get it up and running. And I asked the question, what machine are we actually streaming this out to the internet from?
Yeah.
Dylan pointed at the machine that wasn't turned on, didn't have anything downloaded, didn't have anything installed on it. I thought, priorities, interesting.
I had escaped from that area entirely after Dylan asked me a question. In between saying, I feel sick, which is what he was saying, because of the stress.
The fatalism on my face when I arrived, Morgan, was quite amazing.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, I knew that it was basically out of my hands. So there you go. So I just walked away and sat in another room and looked at my script.
The whole time I had one slice of pizza and those little cupcakes.
That's not why you felt sick. The reason you felt sick is that you thought you'd killed the show by not testing stuff.
it was just stress.
And there were like 15 people there who wanted to make something amazing and you were putting it all on yourself, which was completely unfair of you.
Yes, that's right. But, you know, it's just how I roll.
Yeah. Sorry, Robin.
You know, you can have all the fancy equipment, but I'll tell you what, if you do it again, if you're both holding like iPads and smartphones and stuff and you're just looking down at them the whole time, you're not engaging with the audience.
I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, that was always going to be visual.
But it's not actually just visual. It's about a lot of facts and figures. And because we didn't have graphics up, I needed to get them. And the first version. Yeah, but we'd tried the alternative, Robin, which was someone feeding the numbers through my earpiece, didn't work.
One person does it, that's cool. But if everyone on the couch...
I was by myself a lot of the time, Robin.
Okay, no, I'm not talking about you doing it by yourself.
No, there were certainly times when you were all staring at your little portable devices, which is unfortunate, but, you know, these things happen.
Yeah, it's because we were monitoring the chat room and monitoring the results.
I'll tell you what, Morgan. Yeah. When I was working on Good Morning, like, there were three hosts on Good Morning, and people used to write in all the time and say, "Why have you got three hosts? You don't need three hosts. You only need one." And it's like, actually, 3 hours of live television is really hard to do, even with breaks and editorials and stuff thrown in. Yeah. The fact that you did it for how many hours?
Four hours.
I mean, you were there most of the time, Morgan.
I was there the whole time.
Yeah.
I didn't move.
Okay, so
you did it, and you kept your energy levels up, and you were funny, and you were entertaining, and you were onto it, and you were asking good questions, and that is admirable, and you did a brilliant job, Morgan.
Thank you. I appreciate it. No, I take your point, because I did notice sometimes that, and I've got, I think at least a couple of the screen grabs I put up on my site, morgannickel.com, of like everyone on the couch looking at their phones. And I mean, I think it's kind of funny. I mean, probably someone was talking as well, or maybe they weren't, but yeah.
Occasionally it was someone we were talking to on the phone looking at you guys. It was like, is anyone listening?
Yeah.
Anyway. But then,
I know, there was one bit when I was, Ben asked me a question and I was answering it, and then I didn't even realize it until I watched it back. While I was answering, Morgan just started talking to James. Like, got something completely different.
It just mirrors what happens when you go out to dinner these days. No one pays any attention to anything.
Yeah.
But there you go. That's all right.
Another thing that probably the listeners didn't even pay attention to, but that we are following up on, is the prizes. Do we want to do the giveaways while Ben's still here?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Go on.
For the myworld.co.nz A2 canvas print, we've decided that RI, at RI on Twitter, for posting up several screen grabs of the stream when it locked up on her. I mean, she could maybe get one of those grabs printed, perhaps.
Yeah, that'd be a really good idea.
Or something else, you know. If she's got bad taste, she could put something other than a picture of me pulling a kumfasa on them. If she wished, whatever she wants, I suppose. Could be, you know, dogs playing poker or Velvet Elvis, but it's not Velvet. And for the Zumwol, we've decided that Sichuan on Twitter probably needs it to help her cope with that atrociously slow rural internet, and also perhaps to try and help her forget the horrors of the Urban Dictionary word of the week.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, I think that's a good idea.
The notorious Wolfpack.
Yeah, because she had been saying, "Wow, this show's really good on Twitter," and then as soon as that went up, she was like, "Oh my god!"
I should point out there was a voucher code. I haven't checked with My World if it still works, but there was a voucher code they gave us, which I still recommend you use. Right? 50% off, and the prices are already really cheap. Like an A2 canvas print is $72, so 50% off that is $36. That's
holy
craziness.
Hell! That's ridiculously good.
Yeah, I mean, that's 100 GSM canvas. So
let me find it. You put that in a different document. Was it? Yeah, it was this one. Come on, load, damn you.
Load! Hey, the chat room's asking if there's an iPhone app for Mixlr. Is there?
I think there is. The coupon code is DiscourseNZ. Easy to remember. DiscourseNZ. DiscourseNZ. It's myworld.co.nz. Yeah, 50% off. That is amazing, because I remember
it still works. I haven't checked.
When those canvases first started to appear, you know, maybe 8 years ago or so. Well, that's when I first noticed them. They were, for that size, they were like $250.
They still are pretty crazy expensive at a lot of places. But
so this is a brilliant deal. And we get nothing out of it. I mean, we got paid nothing for that giveaway, and we're getting paid no kickback for you using this coupon code. So it's...
We get the love, Morgan.
Yeah.
We get to find our listeners good deals.
That's true.
That's payment enough.
Yeah. You know what else is a good deal? Epic beer.
Yes.
Because it's delicious.
I think we did them justice as well.
Yeah, I reckon. We also,
yeah, look, here's another one.
We got paid nothing for that either.
I'm just looking up another one. Another canvas printing site.
Yeah, delicious beer.
$170 for the same thing.
Right. There you go. So it's $30 versus $30-ish dollars versus $170. Myworld.co.nz, it's an easy choice. All right, I feel like we should be getting paid for this now. I'm not going to talk about it anymore unless they give me a print.
Tweet us your photos when you go and get them.
Yeah.
Tweet us what you've made with it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and if anyone wants to get an A2 print of Morgan Kumpfassering on TV, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
His shiny
Discourse deals. Discourse daily deals.
Oh, I've got an idea. How about everyone in the chat room?
Get on that.
Just a second. Everybody in the chat room, go to your Twitter, and I want you to send two tweets. The first one, @RI, to send her congratulations, well done, and that kind of thing. But don't give her any explanation and send that. And I'm going to, and we'll just let you do that for a minute. Go on, go to Twitter, @RI. It's very easy to spell. It's just RI.
Do it, all of you, now.
And the second one is way more difficult.
does it have funny characters in it?
Well, the second one, her Twitter name is Szechuan. S-Z-E-C-H-U-A-N. S-Z-E-C-H-U-A-N. I'm not going to turn that into a song. It doesn't matter how much I try. And to send the same thing to her, @Szechuan. S-Z-E-C-H-U-A-N.
Spell it again, S-Z.
S-Z-E-C-H-U-A-N.
Perfect.
And send the same thing to her. Congratulations, well done, good for you. Something like that.
Hey, and if you're listening to the recording and not in the live chat room, do it anyway, because it'll be weird.
Absolutely, do it anyway. No, don't post it in the chat room, Simon. Post it on Twitter.
I see them coming up already on Twitter. That's great.
Woohoo! That's cool. Good for you guys. Because, I mean, just think how cool it's going to be. Cool but confused. Like happy but, oh my God, something amazing must have happened. So it'll make them feel like, yay! Like that.
And then how long are you going to leave them hanging for?
Oh, they'll figure it out. On Thursday.
They're only going to say, really proud of you, baby.
That's brilliant. I'm watching them pop up.
All right. That was cool. Well done, guys. You are awesome. Was there anything else we wanted to talk about from the show?
Anything big happened this week? Apart from the show?
An election. Oh, the last thing. Let's talk about one. I'm sorry, one more thing. The cupcakes. How good were those cupcakes? Every time the box opened.
They were so good. They were so tasty.
The smell. And,
but can I just say, Peter Dunn cupcake with the extra tall swirl, seeing Dylan putting that in his mouth was... I'm trying to forget what I've seen, but it's hard.
Do you need something to drink? Do you need a strong, spirity beverage as well?
Yes.
Yeah, that was... but nothing quite but compares in my mind to the icing off Morgan's head. That was...
That felt real good.
I'm glad that, if that happened that at the end, that happened. It was just things were going... A line had been crossed, and I think it had been crossed even more than the whole wolf bag thing.
You know, when I put icing on Morgan's head, I'm not sure where I thought it was going, but that wasn't it.
Did you expect me to like go all and wipe it off and throw it at you?
Maybe.
It was going in your mouth, Dylan.
In your mouth.
Hey, So big news this week, apart from the Discourse Live election show, is the final Discourse show of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, well, apparently this is season 2, episode 26. And I don't remember exactly how many episodes there were in season 1, but I think it was 25 or 26. So it seems about the right place to stop. Don't you agree?
And it's about that time of year. We've got, you know, everyone's busy.
Winding up.
Sasha's asking, what have I done?
Actually, it was 26. I've just looked it up, and there was a 26. So there you go. Oh, although it started at 0 in season 1, so, you know.
But 0 is not canon.
Yeah, 0 didn't count. Yeah. And 26 is a nice half year. So, you know, it's a substantial body of work.
Yeah. And, I mean, a US TV season is like 24-ish or something like that, right?
Yeah. 23 usually.
Sorry, I'm watching the tweets. Our eyes, I'm in on the joke.
Right. Oh, well, let's go. Minutes. It was nice anyway. I liked it. Well done, guys. Good for you. Okay, well, let's... Sorry, I've distracted myself. As you basically as you were, I don't know what you. I don't remember what you're talking. Oh yeah, the end of the end of season. So this is we're going to take a break. I don't know how long. Might be 0 weeks. Something we might want to talk about something.
We could do like a summer special.
Yeah, summer special might be fun. Might be fun.
We can do it from the Discourse end of year barbecue.
Yeah. Oh, that's not a bad idea. We could do a barbecue in Auckland, and we could just kind of put the Zoom on the table, and everyone can come up and say hello.
God, I already if you have do too one, many Christmas parties on.
Sorry, go on, Robin.
I'm going to be. I could be there for that. That'd be cool. That.
Right. Well, it's not like you have anything else to do during the day.
No, the week before Christmas.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That could happen.
How about that? We'll try and make a Discourse barbecue like at One Tree Hill or somewhere like in the park, get one of those big barbecues. Yeah. I mean, that would probably work, wouldn't it?
I'll
probably bring an annoying child or three, though.
Yeah. Oh, children are children are entirely true. Well. Children are completely welcome. Robin, what our new project is what? Getting you a job. It's a difficult time of year for that, yep. So we need to do it quickly.
It kind of is. Everyone's kind of winding up and stuff.
I finally knew how to use Avid. I was hiring an editor assistant the other day.
Did you find one already?
Yep. We did.
What does an editor's assistant do?
Edit.
They assist editors.
I bet they edit.
They do. They edit as well.
They do lots the easy things. Editing though, right?
No, there's a lot of... It's
all
it's
editing's easy. It was a trick question.
So maybe the editor is the one who calls the shots and
they sit in the back of the room with a scotch and a cigar.
Yeah.
And say, snap their fingers when it's time to cut.
Yeah.
Star fade. I don't even know what star fade is.
Star wipe.
That's it.
It sounds like it could be an Urban Dictionary word of the week. Star wipe.
No.
Oh, I wonder if it's there.
Hey, Ben, is that something I hear calling you? What's going on there?
Yes, sorry.
You've been called away by urgency.
The siren sounds of Android software development are calling me, so I will have a...
I cannot believe... Lovely... What are you doing? No, wait, stop. What are you doing developing an Android app in your spare time?
No, it's my work time. I'm working late. I'm trying to get this stuff done, so... Yeah. Yeah.
All right. As long as it's not in your lovely, spare time, as long lovely, as it's not a hobby.
Have a lovely year. See you at the Discourse barbecue, along with all the listeners in Cornwall Park.
Cool, man. Thank you, Ben, once again. It has been delightful.
Night-night.
Fast game's a good game. You know what they say. All right, now we can talk behind his back.
Yeah, that Ben, he's like real awesome.
Let's get on to the news and just bang through that and get that out of the way, and then we can like talk at length.
Have some corned beef.
Maybe
yes. Clearly we'll have to have corned beef if we have a barbecue.
Good thinking.
Not on the barbecue.
Okay, come on, let's have some news. Oh my god, corned beef on the barbecue, sorry. Yep, anyway.
Corned beef on the barbecue, is that a thing? That doesn't sound like a thing. Corned beef in the slow cook in the crock pot, that's a thing.
Yeah, but what if you did that first, then you took slices of it and just barbecued them?
And do it like a hash.
Yeah, because I had some Pacifica a few years ago. Oh. It was really good.
But if you're going to do it Pacific style, you've got to probably put mayonnaise in it. Oh, my God.
And it's got to be canned.
It's the weirdest thing. Oh, so strange. Okay, let's do the news. Who's got one? Ben's got one.
One.
Fucking cockbag child killers. That's the total.
Yep. We all agree.
It's everything. That's the whole thing. It doesn't have a link because I don't actually know what the story is. But that sounds like something I probably agree with. Probably he's talking about the César, the baby César thing. But I don't know anything more about it than that. Maybe you know more about Dylan.
I don't actually, because I seriously try not to read those stories because they make me ridiculously sad. Yeah. And
because I guess as a parent, you can't help but sort of in that situation.
Yeah.
I do. I cannot help, especially if they're around the same age as my children. I cannot help imagining my children in the distress or horrible situation that these kids find themselves in. And it really, even just reading a description yeah. can completely bring, you know, chokes up my throat and brings tears to my eyes. It's yeah. horrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, understood. You know, child abuse is always horrible.
I actually think I know what inspired him to add this to the show notes. I saw a tweet from someone, unfortunately I didn't favorite it, or I'd be able to track back and see who sent it, who basically was criticizing the Herald for being so unemotional when they write about this stuff. Is anyone else hearing clicking a little bit?
Hopefully it's just annoying. Hope God. It's not me.
I'm sorry, I'm going to make horrible noise for a second. It's these piece of shit cables. Oh, God. Oh, it's horrible. So horrible. All right, well, it's still ticking a little bit, isn't it? Ah, it's painful.
Oh, no.
Now it's mono. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. So amateur.
We have to get you some better cables.
Yeah, so amateur. Oh, this has been a problem for a while, but usually it... They behave for long enough. Because the cables to the mixer run right across the top of my desk. Very stupid. Where was I? Oh, yeah, the tweet was about the Herald kind of normalizing writing about child murder dispassionately and child abuse dispassionately when, you know, perhaps what's in order is to be a bit shrill and a bit... And to basically call the people who do it fuckbags, not just to call them, you know, not just to be dispassionate, not to be detached, but to actually be critical, which, I mean, it's not necessarily meant to be part of journalism, but what something that is part of journalism is getting comment from people who maybe will criticize the, you know, the misbehavior in question. Oh, no, I can't hear you. I'm very sorry, listeners. Assuming
you know what?
Any of them are still around.
It's not showing as back on air for me.
It will. There's always a bit of delay. I think I think it all buffers up into Mixler's server and then starts streaming out. It says that I'm broadcasting live and it has never lied to me before. My test page has not started yet either, but I'm sure it will in a minute. I hope. Maybe I'll reload that whole thing.
I'm gonna reload the page and see if that works. There we go.
That looks like it's live now. Hooray! Welcome back, everybody.
I'm gonna reload the page and see if that works.
Yes, it does.
There we go.
Oh, and now I need to remute. I'm sorry, listeners. We just had the network died. The internet dropped away and Skype all went away and Mixler died and the chat room disappeared. Of course, everyone else, for them, just looked like I'd had a failure. But to me, I just think everyone else had a failure. Mine will continue to work perfectly the whole time. It's just I'm like, you know, I'm separated from reality or something. You know, something like that. No. Well, yeah. Leighton, are you sure you don't hear anything? How do you know my mouth's moving? There isn't even a camera in here.
Isn't there?
Nope. Listen and chat at... Fuck, that's such a pain in the ass. I don't know if that's ever happened before.
I've just restarted the Discord, reloaded the Discourse Live page, and it seems to be working.
Yeah, it's up. It's definitely up. I can see it's up. We've got listeners streaming back in. A giant torrent of 12 of them, including me, sucked in. Where were we? Fucking cockbag child killers. That's where we were.
Yeah, we don't like them.
Yeah, we don't like them. It's just like segregationist of us or something. I don't want them to be around very much. We actually spoke a little bit about child abuse last week, but mainly of the... A somewhat milder variety, a girl who was smacked a bit.
And also someone who immediately realised what he'd done and sought help, which is...
Instead of deciding that the only way out was to kill his daughter and bury her in the bush and say, oh, she must have gone missing. which doesn't ever seem to be a very good solution, does it? No, it doesn't.
It's not a great solution, no.
Not a great solution. But yeah, Ben's not here, and that was his story. Hey, Robin, have you got any stories?
I have. You know what? My current obsession is with
three.
New New Zealand first MP Brendan Horan.
I don't blame former you.
Former One News weatherman.
And God, he looks good in a speedo.
But his CV is bigger than this. He is also a former Sports Illustrated.
Just a CV, is it, Robin? Just a CV that's big.
There's only one photo of himself on his website and it's one of his sexy swimsuit modeling poses with his chest and all that. But I don't know, he's never done it for me. I don't like men with too many muscles. He's an unusual person. Mr. Sunshine, or Mr. Personality, as he is allegedly called.
Yeah.
And he was number 7 on the New Zealand First list. So I kind of think that no one actually expected that he would get into Parliament, including himself.
Yeah.
So it will be really interesting to see how he does.
Ooh. Wow, it's such a violent buzzer. We need to change that for next season.
Something a little more soft.
I'm sure I remember him doing the weather, and he always seemed a bit weird. Like his voice was a little bit too big and honey.
He was a little bit too excited about the rain.
Yeah.
Two.
That's me.
Yeah.
I had an iPhone saga that I talked about. And oh my God. So just to briefly recap.
Just like Jason and the Argonauts.
I ordered a white 64 gig iPhone. First time they sent me a white 32 gig. Second time they sent me a black 64, and I rang up and I talked to all these different people, and in the end they were like, you should just go into the Wellington shop and they'll give you one.
That's
and
strange did. Because I've heard that once you go black you never go back, but you went back to white.
She didn't actually really get the full benefit of the black. I don't think she
you kept it in probably. You didn't take it out, the black just, one.
Yeah, it's still in its wrapper. Right. I'm actually still waiting for them to send me the courier bags to post back the other two iPhones. It's kind of interesting.
So what you're saying is at the moment you have three iPhone 4S phones.
Yes, I do. That currently Telecom have no interest in getting back.
Hey, I'll have one.
Consolation.
I'll have one.
I got
sent
the wrong phone, and I've called twice to ask for courier bags, and they haven't sent them to me, so you're probably going to keep those phones forever.
Although they said, though, that I would get charged for them until I sent them back, so that's... You know.
No, you're like, no.
That doesn't seem right.
No.
Well, there is a bit of consumer law about that, that if someone sends you something and you didn't ask for it, if they don't, I think it's if they don't give you the means to send it back free, then you kind of get to keep it. Yeah. It's a bit weird.
And yeah, charging you for three iPhones, that's a big chunk of change, especially 364 gigs.
Yeah. Mm. So they're in my secret place.
Now, one of them is a 32 gig, though.
32 and a 64. But,
so
know,
they're in. They've stayed in the in the box.
In the box, unviolated.
Mm. Mm. Okay. Did you know saga is from Old Norse?
That makes sense. Mm. That's what it felt like. It felt like an epic Old Norse battling through the snow-covered landscapes and Thor and all that business.
You're like Queen Ranald. I don't know how, because I don't know anything about Queen Ranald, but maybe you're like Snorri Sturluson, the greatest saga recorder.
I'm like Alexander Skarsgård.
Oh God, he's fit.
Eric from True Blood.
That's a fine ass man, that one. I'm surprised.
Do you know he's the son of Stellan Skarsgård? Which I didn't know until recently.
Well, of course, he's Skarsgård. How many of those can there be?
Fine Swedish actor.
500,000, probably.
And there is Slash involving them, but we shouldn't go there.
Of course there is. He's hot.
Do you know what else there's Slash involving that you should never, ever search for? And I'm speaking from personal experience. The Mythbusters. Not only is there Slash involving the Mythbusters, there's Slash pictures. In fact, I may have mentioned this before, and then someone else mentioned the pictures, and then I googled and found the pictures, and it was just not pleasant.
Oh dear! Please, somebody save us. I'll save us. There's
Discourse Slash. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Rule 34.
Discourse Slash. Careful. Have you seen this one, the Wheel of Myth Fortune or whatever it's called, where they do the pistol myths? And it's like the first time that Adam Savage has been better than Walrus ever. And it turns out he's better at shooting pistols. Minutes. Like consistently scores better. Anyway, not important. Robin?
One.
Oh, yeah, my last one is about... I forgot. So, oh, Phil Goff, leader of the Labour Party, is resigning.
For a while longer.
He's basically realised that he ain't no good for no one. So he's going to resign and are taking Deputy Annette King along with him. Yeah. And the new Labour leadership will be decided on a special caucus meeting on December the 13th. Yeah. So at the moment, there are all these Labour MPs who will be vying for the leader and deputy leader roles who will all be mounting their little campaigns. There are various names coming up. Grant Robertson, the re-elected MP for Wellington Central, is touted as perhaps the
three
deputy.
Davids have been mentioned, haven't they?
David Carter, David Cunliffe and David Shearer.
So, yeah, there are a lot of dudes out there, and I think one lady as well, maybe.
Jacinda?
She
was suggested as deputy.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I think she's still going to go. Yeah. She hasn't earned it yet, baby.
Her teeth are too big. She makes me think she's going to bite things.
Is it right that he retires, or that he stands? I mean, it's always the way, isn't it? When the All Blacks lose the World Cup, everyone demands that the coach resign. When Labour lose the election,
well, you know,
the leader will resign.
Don Brash did the noble thing and stepped down from his non-job. Yeah. When that was funny.
Was he always going to resign after the election?
Maybe.
No.
No.
He was going to get rolled, and he was going to be replaced by Isaac. Who knows who's going to do it now? Because none of them are in.
And I don't think that John Banks wants to do it.
No. No, he doesn't.
John Banks just wants to do what John Banks wants to do.
He just wants to have a bit of clout.
Goff had to bail. Now, if he had staged a valiant rallying effort and come from behind and nearly taken it out, rather than being, you know, kind of pretty consistently not very attractive to most of the electorate, then he would have had another term to build support even further. Helen Clark lost an election, failed to win an election. I mean, you know, obviously she did right before she resigned, but she lost one before she got her three terms in a row, and she still stayed in because, you know, it was clear that she was going to be able to build something. But with Goff, it's clear that he's not. I mean, whatever good qualities the man might have, and I think that, you know, it turns out he actually is... He seems to have integrity and intelligence. He's just really weirdly softly spoken. He may have been more forceful in some of his ideas than Key, but the way that he expressed them was always really weak.
It's just a shame that it took us this long to figure out that he did have some spine.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think it was clear as soon as the debates had...
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I mean, this long.
Right.
You know, nothing in the previous 3 years gave us any indication.
That's right. If only we'd known maybe 6 months earlier.
Well, I'm pretty sure 6 months ago we were talking about, you know, Phil Goff being an inappropriate leader or a weak leader for the Labour Party.
Yep.
I think Phil Goff's chance to be Prime Minister was in... the 2000s, but he missed out because Helen got there.
She stayed there for too long. And if she had gone, if she had had to bail suddenly, it would have been Cullen, not Goff.
I can't help but think whether this is the end of whether Labour is really...
Of course, it's not the end of Labour.
No, not the end of Labour, but you know, the Greens' support has become a lot stronger. They've become a much more mature party, a much more mainstream party.
A lot of that, though, it's former Labour supporters going over who aren't necessarily going to stick with the Greens. Mm.
And like me, for instance, I would probably go back because I agree with a lot of Labour's ideas, but not everything. And it's very easy for them to pick up Greens' good ideas.
I think in the XL we should delve into this a bit more because I'm really interested to see what you think about where Labour went wrong.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll delve.
Now, Dills, did you add any stories? Do you want me to
do
a couple?
I have two stories.
Have two? I've got two. I've got two.
Two.
Toy.
Occupy Auckland. Did you?
I already do.
Little, You played the Little Two thing, do you? I do too. Occupy Auckland, the people camping in the Aotea Square, freedom camping, it's not allowed, have been issued with a trespass notice.
Yeah.
From who?
From the Auckland City Council.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically telling them they need to leave. As I understand it, they've been kind of promised some alternative space.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it's
in a free speech zone somewhere. Somewhere in Grafton, maybe.
Just another park, maybe. Who knows? Victoria Park would be fine. Maybe they could have a bit of Albert Park. There's lots of that. Anyway. Now, they took a court action, I think. I just saw a story and I can't find it. I've lost it again. But they took a court action saying that they wanted to stay, and I believe the decision served on that. So
right.
I'm not sure what's
happened. The Bill of Rights really guarantees people's right to protest, and it seems to me that it is a protest. And I've been down there, not specifically to see that, and they seem to be pretty tidy, out of the way. They're not intimidating. They've got their political notices up. It is a legitimate protest. I think that we've just got to deal with them being in our space. Frankly.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of my feeling as well. I mean, they're certainly pushing the bounds of what people would consider an acceptable protest. Yeah. But
well, it's a sit-in. I mean, I've been on a sit-in before. No, yeah. It didn't last more than an hour. But, maybe we just didn't have any staying power. What we definitely do not... I mean, if it's a choice between seeing New Zealanders getting pepper sprayed, as we've seen in the States, and, the grass in Aotea Square dying... The grass is fucking gone, as far as I'm concerned.
I seriously hope so. So on Tuesday, so here we go. On Monday, they were issued with the trespass notice. On Tuesday, the Auckland City Council sought an order which would allow police to remove protesters from the central city square. The Auckland District Court was told the council thinks the protest is no longer reasonable, as costs and nuisance to the council and public for this length of time are unfair.
What costs?
They have to provide maintenance, I guess. I mean, have to replant the grass if it does die, blah, blah, blah.
What, so a sack of grass seed is an unreasonable cost?
Well, exactly. I mean, I don't know what the actual cost is. I mean, presumably they're also hiring security guards and things like that they feel are necessary. Judge Wilson has reserved his decision and did not say when it could be expected.
Yeah. Yeah, so. It's a tough choice because, rights, maybe we want to think of them as inalienable, but they're always a balancing act. Some people, you don't have the right not to be jostled if you're walking in public, right? It's not assault if you're touched, just as a matter of course.
Yeah.
You have the right to say a whole lot of different words out in public, but there are some words which, we've decided you shouldn't be able to say. Rights are a balancing act, and the right to protest, it has to also be the same thing. I don't want to, if someone's idea of protest is dousing themselves with petrol, I would far rather see that person get sneakily battened in the head and knocked out and then a fire extinguisher.
Didn't that happen in Aotea Square a while ago?
I remember something like that, but I don't
remember. I'm pretty sure
I don't know where it was.
A couple of police officers stopped it, if I recall, quite heroically.
Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I like to think that the New Zealand police understand that, acting with force to remove them can generate no good.
Yeah.
It will not make the protest any less protesty, and all it will do is make it worse.
One of the things that our police seem to do right is taking a containment approach to dangerous situations. So where the Americans, on the whole, seem to go cowboy and go in with guns blazing, our guys tend to put up a cordon, make sure that no one else can get in harm's way, and then just be content to wait it out and try and cool the situation. So hopefully they will also continue to take that approach with these protesters who clearly are not violent. I think there's no justification for laying hands on them. And so if they say they're not going, then that's it. We've had a couple of people in the chat room comment on this. Brendan RS says that the council claimed in court today that the grass would cost $80,000 plus to fix. And Leighton says apparently it's $300,000 to $400,000 in costs. That may include security. Listener 7835 suggests that that security costs are not insignificant.
I would be happy to tender to replace the grass in Aotea Square for a lot less than $80,000.
Me too. I will go to Bunnings and I'll get a bag of seed.
Yep. The discourse landscapers limited.
Yeah. Like, we'll
do that. And then get some weed killer and do a cock and balls in it.
Fucking A, of course.
As Night Vision said, just let them sit there because it's what they're doing. It's a pretty reasonable means of protest.
Now,
it's not like they're in the middle of the Queen Street, right?
I've seen New Zealand. I've seen the New Zealand police, you know, get a bit batty with some protests in the past, but they've always been big and not violent, but you know, quite outwardly aggressive protests, and usually in the middle of the road.
Mm.
And while I didn't think it was a good idea at the time, and I still don't really think it was a good idea, that's a whole lot different to sitting in an out-of-the-way corner of a park.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not like they're in the middle of the square. They're off, from what I consider the middle anyway, they're off to one side on a bit of grass, and they seem contained, and they seem content as well. You know, they're not screaming and shouting all day. And in fact, you know, I'm more offended, frankly, by some of the religious people on Queen Street when I walk down there over Friday night.
Especially the ones who they just yell and they're not very clear speakers. And it's like, you know, if you're going to be standing on the street yelling, get some voice lessons, learn to speak loudly and clearly. Otherwise, everyone's just going to tune out.
Yeah. So we've got people. Well, it seems like everyone kind of agrees with us. Brendan Arias, at the end of the day, it's got to come down to a balancing of rights. If the infringement on public rights starts to outweigh the rights of protesters, then they'll have to go. But it's nowhere near that point yet. And Leighton says protesting doesn't give you the right to damage stuff, though, no matter how insignificant it may be. Well, you know, it's just grass, though. It is just grass. Yeah.
He's right. You know, you don't get to damage stuff, but
you don't get to smash in windows because you know that's a riot, not a protest.
Yeah,
yeah, but there might be reasonable damage that's done. Yeah,
certainly, camping has taken it to a different level, which was, you know, I don't think anyone had really considered before as a protest, but
yeah,
there's quite a lot there. I'm actually looking at a photo of it now. The other thing is that there's a Your Views. Oh God, help us! A Your Views on the Herald about it.
Somebody save us.
Yeah, yes and no. There's 16s on the yes they should be allowed to stay and 72 on the no they should... Oh, no, hang on, wait a second. No, sorry, 16s are the yes Occupy protesters should be forcibly removed and 72 no they should not. So that's...
See, it's the forcibly removed thing. I mean, there's nothing stopping people from saying, please leave. But resorting to force seems entirely unnecessary at this stage. And as long as it stays peaceful... I think that you just cannot justify laying hands on them.
As a parent, I will say that it's more or less impossible to enforce any rule if you're not willing to follow it through in some way. And I'm not saying force is the way to do it, but you can't, you know, if the council's just going to say, please leave or else, please leave, then nothing will happen. But, I mean, you know, that's probably the case anyway. They've made it pretty clear they want to stay there, so they'll stay there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the council can't just stand and say, well, leave or we'll have the police removed.
I'll get John Banks to come and kick you out.
Well, he'll do it. That'd be good. I'd like to see that.
Four.
Which one am I going to do first?
No, wait. I had one left. That was just one.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
One.
Hurry up.
Yeah, there you go. Finance Minister Bill English says the state-owned enterprise share sell-downs are to get money out of bank accounts and help build the economy.
What?
This is on interest.co.nz.
Wow, there's so many different reasons.
Yes.
And they aren't all necessarily compatible with one another.
Yeah, so it says particularly for households who are increasing their savings rates, we'll be looking at better investment opportunities than our financial companies.
You know what else would do that? Capital gains tax on property investment.
Well, that's tax. I mean, he's not even it's ridiculous. He's talking about getting money into the economy, but it's not even doing that because all you're investing money in and the money goes to the government because the government's selling it.
Yeah.
And it's not as if, at least as I understand it, it's not as if there is a shortage of investment opportunities.
No.
Like the people who are going to buy shares in the state-owned enterprises that are for sale will be people who buy shares in stuff.
Yeah.
You're not going to get people who haven't been buying until now to buy shares in these things.
No, that's right. That's absolutely right.
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The whole thing's stupid. And when other financial people say, listen, it doesn't actually add up. If you look at the cost of the interest on borrowing versus the cost on what we lose from the dividend, you know, borrowing actually, even paying back interest actually costs us less. It doesn't seem to make sense. No, I mean, you know, possibly those are financiers with an axe to grind. I mean, there sure are a lot of left-wing bankers out there in the world.
Well, no, let's be fair, though. economics is very subjective.
It's a dark
art. A lot of people have very different ideas about and it is all very speculative as well. A lot of people have very different ideas about how things will work, and they work differently each time.
Well, that one isn't about guessing what consumers will do. It's looking at the maths of what it costs to borrow versus what it costs to not have these.
I mean, I've seen those things too, and they do seem pretty cut and dry. But I mean, they must, you know.
And, and none of them seem to be in favour of asset sales, not since the very early days.
So is National doing it for solely ideological reasons, or do they genuinely believe that it is the right thing to do? Is it just because that they, you know? Yeah, I don't know. It's weird, and
it's hard to say. I don't see what the story is.
People have pointed out they don't really have a mandate to do it, but they got voted into government, so they do.
All right, I'm going to do a couple of child abuse ones, and then we're going to run out of time. So maybe I'll.
Yay,
I'm going to do a very quick one. Where is it? Police defuse incident at Auckland polling station. Doesn't seem very serious. Police have defused an incident at an Auckland polling station where a voter abused returning officers, which I don't like the sound of, because they were so lovely. The man was angry at the layout of the voting forms, which is weird. It sparked a police call out to Wesley Intermediate in Mount Roskill at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Police managed to calm the upset man down and allowed him to vote before sending him packing from the school, which sounds like the police doing a really good job. They didn't even arrest him. But I want to know what his problem with the layout was.
Well, did you see with the Epsom voting form, and you would have seen this, Morgan, they have it's sort of an alphabetical order by candidate names, and then they line up the party names.
Yeah.
And the way it was, there was, I think, ACT, GAP, National, GAP, then the rest of the candidates.
Yeah.
And someone was saying, oh, look at this. It's got National and ACT up the top on their own. It's going to favour them.
Yeah.
So
that's because Penny Bright and they were running as independents.
Yes.
Oh, so they didn't have a party name next to it.
Yeah, so that's why there was a gap. Yeah.
Right. Oh, well, shut up, crybabies. I like the sound of the police just, you know, calming him down and sending him away. And letting him vote because, it's, you know, it's...
Oh, my God. If there's a significant portion of people who would vote for one of the parties that's at the top of the form, we're doomed anyway.
Just because they're at the top.
Just fuck.
Two.
Mum faces court for slapping alleged bully. It's a fucking big call to say alleged because there are photos of this woman's daughter and she looks like she's had her head kicked. The girl, Summer Anderson, age 13, and there is a photo in the Herald, called her mum. And her mum went to the school and found the girls who had her daughter told her had bullied her, and she slapped one of them several times, and then the police came and took her down. But there's a photo of her daughter, and she looks beaten.
I don't think the alleged aspect was about whether or not she was beaten. It was about whether the person who the mother slapped was the beater.
Yeah.
But I understand.
Yeah, it's not
I don't
like
think it's appropriate.
And the police arrested two girls for attacking her daughter. It would be pretty easy for this fucking journalist to say whether one of them was the same person that the girl's mother slapped. Just like I would like to have known, I would like that the journalist on the previous story to have taken that extra step and find out what the criticism of the voting paper was. I would like to know whether one of the girls was arrested for beating the girl's daughter. Because if she was, then I think... you know, we don't want to encourage vigilantism, but also just drop the fucking charges. Let it go.
Yeah.
Because her parents the parents of the bully haven't raised her right. Someone's got to give her a slap. It's going to come at some point. And if it's not at the hands of Summer Anderson's mum, it's going to be at the hands of someone else who's going to hit them harder. God damn, teenage girls are the worst. They're horrible animals.
They're so vicious. Teenage girls are awesome.
That's vicious and horrible and nasty.
Not all of them are. The ones that I follow on Tumblr are awesome.
Oh, Tumblr's a different world. Tumblr's a different world. And probably the so-called teenage girls that you think you're following are not actually teenage girls.
No, they are.
They're
because
probably marketing companies.
No, they all think they're fat and they all think they're freaks. Oh. But they're all dealing with it and no one's being nasty.
One.
Another abusive mother. This one's in the States. It's an unexpected story of the week. Ohio County takes 90 kg 8-year-old from mother. The case of an 8-year-old third grader weighing 90 kg has renewed a debate on whether parents should lose custody if a child is severely obese. Cleveland Heights boy. Cleveland Heights. All right. that narrows it down for me, was taken from his family and was placed in foster care in October after county case workers said his mother wasn't doing enough to control his weight. The boy at his weight is considered at risk for developing such diseases as diabetes and high blood pressure. Government growth charts say most boys his age weigh about 27 kgs, and he's 90 kilos. That is a fat kid. There's got to be something medically wrong with him, or his parents are essentially abusing him by with the way that they're feeding him.
Yeah. And that's the thing, we don't know.
We don't know, and whatever the case, he needs help, and his parents aren't giving it to him. Does anyone disagree with that?
I find the scenario slightly troubling, but I don't disagree in theory. I mean, I just don't like that. You know, it's such a...
I don't think that difficult. But surely it's not the first step for them to take the kid away.
No, well, I don't know. I guess not.
Maybe it's not. Maybe there have been, you know, teachers or social workers and stuff getting involved.
Yeah.
I have slightly libertarian leanings, and then I don't. You know, I'm never really sure.
Yeah.
I have a great deal of difficulty. I was listening to an interview with Penn Jillette today when he's talking, and he's very libertarian, and I find a lot of it really difficult.
Was it on WTF?
It was.
God, it's a great one. The boy's mother said she has worked on the weight issue, and here's a quote from her. They're trying to make it seem like I am unfit, like I don't love my child, she told the Plain Dealer newspaper, which didn't reveal her identity because the case could involve abuse. A public defender, Sam Amata, said Monday the custody removal would be challenged based on the contention that the boy is not in imminent danger. We don't feel there's that kind of requisite danger, he said. And maybe that's true. But 90 kgs at 8 years old, that is the kind of story that those horrible meme photos are made of, where you see the ridiculously fat little pug of a child, you know, like a four-year-old with a two-litre bottle of Coke drinking it while mother sits beside at the playground.
It should be Coke Zero, clearly.
No, it should be fucking water. Children don't need anything other than water. All right, next story. Was that my one? That might have been my one. Because yeah, I did cut mine back a bit.
Yeah, you did.
All right, how long have we got? 8 minutes.
Have you noticed Americans are having cyber... America... What the... Americans. So they have... What is it? Black Friday? Is the Friday after Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I don't know why Black Friday. That sounds like a bad thing, but surely massive sales everywhere is a good thing. Yeah. Did you see PB Tech had a Black Friday sale? I wish I'd gone.
No.
It was like between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. and they were selling things at some ridiculously cheap prices. Like $22 for 4 gigabyte sticks of RAM.
Yeah.
Anyway, craziness. But they also have apparently Cyber Monday, which is the online version of Black Friday, despite the fact that most online shops I frequent also seem to be having Black Friday sales.
Yeah. Black Friday as a term has been used in multiple contexts, going back to the 19th century, where it was associated with a financial crisis in 1869 in the US. The earliest known reference to Black Friday to refer to the day after Thanksgiving was made in a 1966 publication on the day's significance in Philadelphia. It's a name which the Philadelphia Police Department gave to Friday following Thanksgiving. It is not a term of endearment to them. Black Friday officially opens the Christmas shopping season in Center City, and it usually brings massive traffic jams, overcrowded sidewalks, as the downtown stores are mobbed from opening to closing.
And deaths, I believe. I'm pretty sure.
And a pepper spraying.
Oh, good.
One person who wanted to get other people away from the stuff that they wanted to get pepper sprayed the crowd.
What would any gathering in the US be without pepper spraying, eh?
I saw footage of people basically rioting over $4 waffle irons.
Yeah, that was hilarious. And people like big, fat Americans wearing elasticated trousers walking away with like 5 waffle irons. And it's like, oh my God, lady, look at yourself. This is not the way to behave. You're not civilized, but you sure can make a lot of waffles at once.
I wish I got a cheap waffle iron. Have you seen people at Walmart.com?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that site.
Okay, we've got 6 minutes remaining. Discord's weekly show, Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary, word of the week.
Your word is big sandwich.
It is when you give your partner a large sandwich shortly before. No, it's a larger than normal sandwich.
Excellent guess, Robin.
It's when you get two large people of the chubby lovers,
Robin,
big beautiful
Robin,
women.
Robin,
what?
Robin.
What? Oh, we're being civilized.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a big, it's a large sandwich.
I can push a button.
We've got a winner.
I can run it twice.
We've got a winner.
Everyone's a winner, baby. Now, there's after the response to that horrific one in the election show, I decided that might be the last Urban Dictionary word of the week that we ever.
It was pretty intense.
Wait, I want to do an Urban Dictionary word of the week.
Okay. Oh no, do it in the overflow. We're going to run out of time.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do one too in the overflow.
Yep. Hey, Dylan.
Hey.
Do you want to be able to stream Hulu or BBC iPlayer, even though you're not currently in America or the UK?
Yes, that'd be good.
Do you have some reason for wanting people who try to look at your internet connection to see not that you're in New Zealand, but instead that you're on some anonymous IP address in Canada, Sweden, France, England, America, or Russia?
No, why? What have you heard?
Do you just generally want to have your anonymity protected on the internet, maybe because your government has recently passed some kind of stupid law or whatever?
I have nothing to hide, if that's what you mean.
Tell them to mind their own business while you mind yours. Go to discourse.co.nz/VPN and sign up.
It sounds like it'd cost me a lot of money each week or month.
It's surprisingly not each week or monthly costling.
Excellent.
Discourse.co.nz/VPN. It'll make you feel safe and secure in your home. Hey, I made a jingle. Hey, let's
and
do
your
the...
You want to work on that a little bit.
Oh, did I get it wrong?
No, I'm not saying it's a bad jingle. Give it a run through, maybe.
We'll probably have new things for the next season, maybe different sounds. I don't want to call it Fast Five anymore. I think I was thinking of changing it just to Me Gusta or something like that. I don't know. Maybe the listeners, I think I might have already asked them once already.
What about if we call it News Bites, but Bites is spelt B-Y-T-E-S?
I'm completely wrong. I was thinking of changing the What's Your Auntie Been Talking About to Me Gusta because we also did games. But I'd also like to change the Fast Fives because we very seldom have five and they're often not that fast. Now what's the last thing we need to run the toot bag?
Let's open up the toot bag.
Heath on the email, this is actually about the election show. Great job, guys. Graphic hiccups and the results aside, the show was enormously entertaining and a huge accomplishment. Don't let any of the haters get to you. I hope you do more live video shows at that production level in the future.
I think we will try and do more live video shows. I'm not sure what production level they'll be at. I would like them to be at that level.
It's expensive and time-consuming, and a lot of people were involved, but I agree, it was a lot of fun.
The biggest difficulty, I mean, it's not expensive. We didn't have to spend a lot of money on it, but the problem is it does require
calling in
a lot of favours.
There were like 15 people there on the crew.
Yep, and like you said, $150,000 worth of cameras and a jib.
So maybe we don't need necessarily those same cameras, and maybe we don't need the jib, and maybe we don't need like four or five different camera people.
We need the jib.
Oh, well, maybe we do. The jib was pretty great. And maybe we don't need to go and mess up the Cactus Lab offices and then accidentally steal a bunch of their stuff.
Did you get icing all over the...
No. We were very careful. There was a little vacuuming needed to be done, but you know, aside from that, we really left it pretty tidy. Some stuff accidentally went walkabout when people were packing up.
We borrowed a mouse by mistake.
Yeah, and it's been sorted out.
corrections.
There's no corrections. We are ace. Last thoughts.
No, there is one correction.
Oh yeah, corrections.
When we were icing the Peter Dunn cupcake, and I'm terribly sorry for that.
Yeah.
But did it taste good, Dylan? It went in your mouth?
It tasted like I imagine Peter Dunn would taste.
Those cupcakes. The thing that was the most amazing about them was the smell. But some of those icings were all different flavors. Like some of them were like the green one was really limey. And which one was my favorite too? I liked...
It's racist.
I liked the other, the second green one. Was it Conservatives?
Conservatives. Conservatives tasted pretty good.
There was sort of like an aqua one. Oh, that was so good.
Mana was also very delicious.
What did Peter Dunn taste like?
He was like a berry of some sort.
Moldy was even though it was black, it was chocolate.
That's racist.
No, it was black.
It was black.
We can show you screenshots.
Still racist.
All right. So this is probably the last episode of season two. If there's another episode this year, then we'll probably still call it season two. Overflow or something. Season overflow. I don't even know what. But I don't know. That might be it for the year. Because I've got to take a break. Even though I'm half-assed. I don't know about you guys, but you know, having to dedicate every Tuesday night and, you know, Monday night as well, looking at my stories and my lunch break on Tuesday and then editing and posting it all up. You know, it does take a bit of time. There is, it is something to take a break from, even though I enjoy it enormously. I love coming and talking to you guys. I like talking to the chat room and, you know, I like the people, you know, talking about it on Twitter and so on and sharing it around. But still, it's a lot of work.
There are other things you could be doing at 3 a.m.
Someone has suggested a Christmas special. That's great. We could do it.
Oh, good thinking.
Yep. You do that thing where you know where you shoot the Christmas special like way in advance, and it's like
we're all like fake snow.
Yeah, all right, we've like got 20 seconds. So please rate and review the show on iTunes. Right. Maybe go back through all the other ones and rate and review those as well. Talk about us on Twitter because you know we love you. Maybe if you talk about it enough, we will actually make that Christmas special. That'd be fun.
Yay!
Two.
Bye.
One.
See you in the overflow.
You're listening to the weekly show on Whisk.
Oh, that's really quiet.
Sorry. Whisk. <Of course. laughs>
Right, we're using that one.
Tune in right now for the extra large extended edition, available on discourse.co.nz or in your iTunes if you're already subscribed to the weekly show.